I worship you and thank you for your servant, Joel. We thank you that you love him as much as you love all of us. And you have chosen to speak through him, that we may be refreshed, we may be reminded of some truth of yours. And so, may you give him the strength he needs to do this, to share the bread you have given him to share with us. May you protect him for you and for us. And may our hearts indeed open up to hear what you want to say to us. May you indeed protect us from the schemes of the evil one. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joseph.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today is a good day because it's sunny outside. And it's raining, I have to choose joy. Thank you for those of you who are here for the first time. Oh, there we go. We'll be talking about grafted together. Last week we talked about Jesus
and his instruction to his disciple. He said to them, I am the vine. No longer is Israel. That means everybody, including the nation of Israel, have to not only attach themselves to me, but remain in me in order to fulfill the purpose in their lives. Today we talk about, along the same line, about grafting, that we've been grafted together. I like this whole idea of grafting. You see this picture that you have there? This is not just a painted picture. This is the real picture of a tree. And it's a plum tree. And it's called the tree of 40 fruits. And I will explain later. I will show you a video of this professor, who's a professor of horticulture. In the States, and his idea of grafting into into bringing different branches of trees or plants, and then grafted them in one plant, and then seeing those different branches that have been taken away from all these plants still bear their fruit in one plant. It's a fascinating process. So let me just show you a little video. But before that, let me just explain to you what this professor said. His name is Sam Van Aken. He's an artist and professor at Syracuse University. And he uses cheap grafting to create trees that each bear 40 different varieties of stone fruits, or fruits with pits. The grafting process involves slicing a bit of a branch with a bud from a tree of one of the varieties and inserting it into a slit in a branch on the working tree. Then wrapping the wound with tape until it heals and the bud starts to grow into a new branch. Over several years, he adds slices of branches from other varieties to the working tree. In the spring, the tree of 40 fruits has blossoms in many hues of pinks and purples And in the summer, it begins to bear fruit in sequence. I'll stop there. Maybe we'll just go ahead and just watch. This is from National Geographic. And as I was doing some research, I came across this. This one is not going to work. Huh? Is it working? Try again. This one? This one?
Yeah,
okay. Oh. Can you bring up the audio there or something?
Over 40 different types of stone fruit, including peaches, plums, apricots, nectarines, cherries, and almonds. The idea came from just sort of a fascination with the process of grafting. When I had seen it done as a child, it was Dr. Seuss and Frankenstein and just about everything fantastic. I started traveling around Central New York and New York State to look for different varieties of stone fruit. Eventually, I was able to find these different heirloom and antique varieties, but they are very rare, so I would bring them back here to my nursery, graft them onto a tree so that I could continue to use them. Now I have a huge collection of plums and apricots. Through the project, I've worked with a lot of growers, and at first, they didn't understand it because they were, why would you want to have a tree with that many different fruit on it? You would have to go back over and over to continue to harvest all the fruit. The project is, for me, always an art project. I was really interested in the idea of a hoax in terms of, you know, hoax transforms reality. Part of the idea for the Tree of 40 Fruit was to plant them in locations that people would sort of stumble upon. Once they happened upon one of these trees, they would start to question, why are the leaves shaped differently? Why are they different colors? And then in summer, when you would see all of these different fruit growing on them, and of course in spring when they blossom in different colors. It is an artwork. When I first started, I just sort of grafted the branches on. So each variety blossoms at a slightly different time, and I had a tree that blossomed all on one side but looked dead on the other. From that point on, I created a timeline of when all of these different varieties blossom in relationship to each other, so I could essentially sculpt how the tree would blossom. For each of the trees, I keep a map, essentially, or a diagram of the tree. Yeah. It takes a really long time. I start a tree and I let it grow for about 3 years. And at that point I can come in and start to graft onto those branches. Those four branches become eight. The next year, eight becomes 16, 16 becomes 32. It's essentially like an 8 to 9 year process. Essentially what you're doing with this clear plastic is you're creating a greenhouse around the graft. And so what it'll do is all that humidity helps the graft heal in. The first tree was planted in 2011 and it has the 40 varieties, but I anticipate it'll be about 3 or 4 years before it's at that peak and then peak blossom. Unlike any other artworks that I've made, these things continuously evolve. I think one of the reasons why I've been able to keep it going for so long is that every year it's something new. And when you come out here and the trees are all in blossom, it's really kind of an amazing experience. Plus,
Fascinating, yeah? When we, the background of this text that we're talking about is Paul speaking to the Gentiles, the Christians in Rome. Now, and he's reminding them that you are not only the favorite. He's reminding them of what Christ did, what God did in bringing them. They were like an olive tree, an olive plant in the wild. And in ancient time, most of the time, they don't take the shoot from the cultivated plant and then do grafting to the plant in the wild. So the idea here is that the cultivated tree needs to be reinvigorated because it's not bearing fruit. And so they would bring these branches from the wild and grafted them in the main tree. And what happened, you see here, an amazing manifestation of, we see the visible work of God in practically shown here. That's what Paul is trying to say. And he's saying to the Gentiles, you are being grafted. In other words, what he's saying is not you are grafted because you deserve it. That God reaches out to you and pick you from the wild and connect you to his promise and made you part of the promise of God, not only for the Jews, but through Christ. The reason why he's speaking to the Gentiles is because there is some discrimination towards the Jews in Rome at that time. We are Christians now. You guys are done. God has abandoned you. You are no longer part of the promise. And the argument that Paul is saying to them with a warning, he said, remember, you are also been cut from the wild. And God, out of his compassion and out of his love and kindness, he grafted you in himself, in the promise that began from the patriarchs till now. And then he said to them, do not be arrogant in the position that you are in. Because the same way that those who have been cut off, not because I want them off, but because their unbelief, so it could be so to you. And then he said to them, remember that the loving kindness of God that brought you there from the wild and grafted you in himself, that the life that God promised flows to you as the branches. Last week we were talking about remain in me, Jesus said, and I will remain in with you. That apart from me, you can do nothing, and apart from me, you will never bear fruit. But if you remain in me, you will bear much fruit, and this bearing of fruit, it brings joy and delight to the Father. Now, when I look at this, I am filled with gratitude because God sees the undeserving that we have, our unworthiness, and extending mercy to us. And then he brought us out of where we are and planted us in himself. We became heirs of his promise. We became part of his family. We become part of the blessing and the inheritance that he promised for those who believe in him. Now, that is a fascinating and amazing truth that we saw in this picture. Now, all of us as a church, we are all grafted into Christ. Amen? We come from different places, in different walks of life, different shapes, different colors, different faiths, different ways of doing things, different preferences. And God, in our diversity, grafted us all together in one. That his life not only flowed to one particular people group, or one particular group here, to everyone. You see the beauty here? Is when the church comes together. When we realign ourselves together to the purpose of God and his lordship over our lives as a church. When we truly love one another and release one another into what God has created us to be. This is the witness we will have. It's the beauty of Christ manifesting through us. Amazing, yeah? At first, he said that when he grafted them, there are certain flowers that grows in a certain time. So when this part is growing, the other one is withering. And so he changed the way he grafted them in. And then so as us, as a church. And sometimes we feel like that this area of us that is growing and there is part of us that is withering. It is the purpose of God to reinvigorate us as his body, as his people, as branches that are functioning, that are moving and doing the things of God, thriving in our relationship with him and with each other. He planted many of these trees all around New York. And when it grows like this, people come. He says that sometimes it feels like a hoax, but it's the reality. When the church come together, when we function in our strength, in our diversity, love one another the way that God has loved us. Now, he warned the Gentiles in Rome to be careful. He wants them not to make that mistakes. There are times we will make mistakes. But God has promised us, as a God of restoration, who restore things and make things new for us. We are a tree, branches that are grafted. Paul is talking about, this could take so many series for us just to talk about chapter 11. But I want to focus only on the fact for us to recognize who we are. Recognize who others are. Look at your neighbor. You see, they're different from you. I am married to my wife. She's not from Fiji, but she's part of me. We are grafted together. Yesterday, finish time with the leadership that we sat there, and I'm just as Pius was leading us, I'm so amazed to see this small group of diverse people who are all grafted together. There are times others will join us. They will come, like the wild members that are here, that the church become that place, that tree, that people will come and attach themselves to. They will graft themselves continue their growth as they are here. And that's the commitment that we have at SIC, that this place, that this fellowship, this group, this community will be a community that people can thrive in their relationship with God and also with each other. Amen? A place where people are safe, a place that Christ is recognized. He is the priority of why we gather together, that we come and find ourselves being part of this tree, being nourished by the life that flows from Jesus to us. Amen. Today we are going to step out a little bit and have a visible demonstration of that by welcoming some new members in our community. And before we do that, I want to leave that thought with you. You were grafted in, but you're not the only branches. I'm not the only branch. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your commitment to us and how you have willfully choose to graft us in to you. You adopted us as your own and become part of his family, your family, and your inheritance. I want to thank you for each and every one of us. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue right away. At this moment, I'm going to invite David and Ron and Joy. Please come up here. Stand here. Guys, let's give a big hand.